Okay. So my name is Amber Fordham. I'm teaching in a Master's of Public Health program through Liberty University, but I recently graduated from the Doctorate of Nursing Practice program with a concentration in public health from the University of Tennessee. The information that I'm sharing in my presentation has come mostly from the capstone project that I completed as a part of my doctoral work, and I did a gap analysis with an organization from San Antonio, Texas that seeks to address child abuse and family violence through a faith-based mentor program. So that's where most of the information that I'm sharing in my presentation comes from. And I have no relationships to disclose. So these are the objectives for the presentation. Basically, we're going to look at kind of a short history of home visitation, and then we're also going to look at some different types of home visiting programs. Additionally, we'll look at some successes and some barriers of home visitation, and then also kind of look at what all of that information means for the future of home visitation. So home visiting has existed for some time in other industrialized nations, and I've got a few of those listed here. Home visiting has been used for a variety of purposes internationally. In Denmark, it was actually put into law in 1937 that all women who were pre- and postpartum would receive a home visitation from a home visiting nurse. In France, they actually use home visiting for a variety of health issues, anything from maternal issues to alcohol and drug abuse and things of that nature. And then in England, they also have a very widespread home visiting program and through the public health system, and where mothers and infants are visited up to age 5. So. It's home visiting has been implemented more recently than in other countries here in the U.S. And some of the reasons that it has not been implemented more fully or has not been implemented sooner are that it's a very costly endeavor, but also too that that there's an idea that home visiting may not necessarily be needed for all types of families. So in the U.S., home visitation became, I guess, a widely used practice towards the beginning of the 19th century, and it was primarily a function of public health nursing and also social work. And then in the beginning of the 20th century, kind of interesting, the New York City Health Department actually utilized nursing students to do home visitation with new mothers to teach them about breastfeeding and hygiene. And the program was used in areas where there was high infant mortality, and other programs had been unsuccessful in decreasing infant mortality. And so the New York City Health Department was successful in using nursing students in order to decrease infant mortality in special populations. In the late 20th century and 21st century, primarily home visitation has focused on specialty populations, so teen mothers, people from low-income backgrounds, and that type of thing. So that's primarily where it's focused currently. So these are some of the areas in the U.S. that home visiting addresses. And again, specialty populations is kind of what we're looking at. For the gap analysis that I did, as I said, the organization that I did the gap analysis with, they primarily address child abuse and seek to prevent child abuse. And you can just kind of see some of the other areas here as well. The school readiness, one of the programs that I'll talk about later called Parents as Teachers, is something that they address school readiness. So despite the fact that there is limited implementation of home visiting in the U.S., there is a wide variation of programs. So, and I've got kind of just some examples here. There are a number of programs that are professional based. So, for instance, a program called Nurse Family Partnership utilizes nurses to visit new and expectant mothers. There are also programs that are implemented by laypersons. For instance, the program that I did the gap analysis with is a faith-based program that's primarily done through churches, and they use trained volunteers as mentors. And the next one, short-term versus long-term, the length of time, the length of intervention varies considerably when looking at home visiting programs. And the length of visits can be anywhere from just a couple of visits to visits that last up to 2 years, for instance, with One by One, and which is the organization I did the gap analysis with, and then also with Nurse Family Partnership. As I mentioned before, comparing Nurse Family Partnership and One by One, you can have either paid professionals that implement the program or volunteers, and I mentioned a couple different examples. You can have faith-based or non-faith-based programs, and then for the programs that have been implemented internationally, there have been a number of programs that have been well integrated with the health system that is in existence. So in the U.S., though, primarily most organizations are not well integrated with the existing health system. So, and then some programs are single site and others are multi site.
Question.
Sure.
When you're speaking about home visitation, are you talking about folks that are volunteering to be visited, like who want additional support, or folks that are court mandated, or kind of what's the level of, like, for the people who are being visited, the level of, like, in-person participating?
Yeah, it varies. I would say it varies. Some of the studies that I looked at, like, for instance, one study was of people who had interaction with DFACs, and so it was court mandated. There was less successfulness with that program as opposed to like the program that I looked at, which is One by One, and it's a completely volunteer basis. So it varies as well. So, answer your question. Okay. Okay. So what's worked? As far as home visiting goes, programs that include some level of mentorship have been shown to be the most successful of the programs that are available and that have been implemented. And that primarily is because what the research has shown is that the mentor provides a positive role model for the clients that are involved, and the mentor sort of walks along the process of whatever the person is going through at the time. So the mentorship element is something that is very key to positive or successful home visiting programs. The kind of that goes along with that, long-standing supportive relationships. So that takes place within a mentorship type relationship, but definitely someone who just offers support to the client or to the person that is in the program, enrolled in the program. Programs that are primarily community-based, so connected in some way with the community at large, are more successful. So that allows for the clients to be connected to, say, services such as at the health department or things like that, but definitely ones that are more connected to the resources, other resources within the community are more successful. As I talked about, in the U.S., specialty populations are the populations that are most focused on in the U.S., and the research has shown that that home visiting is more successful in populations that are at-risk populations. And then lastly, preventative programs, programs that are focused on primary prevention, like with child abuse, have been shown to be most successful. So, for example, the program that I mentioned before, there have been programs that have been implemented further along in the process, like with the referrals to DFACs, and those programs have been shown to be less successful, whereas programs that have been implemented before the cycle of violence starts have been shown to be successful over time. These are a couple of programs that have shown successfulness. Nurse Family Partnership is one that is kind of a foundational organization as far as home visiting in the U.S. A lot of the research that they have done is cited in a number of research on home visiting, as well as reports and things like that. Is that 5 minutes? Okay. So you'll see that in the literature a lot, and they primarily use nurses to visit pre- and postpartum women. They have done a lot of research. They've done a number of longitudinal studies, and over, I think the research that they started, they conducted that starting in the 80s and have done follow-up for that research over the past 20 years. So that's one of the reasons that they are cited in a lot of literature. One by One is the organization, like I said, that I conducted the gap analysis with, and again, they're a faith-based organization that that primarily uses volunteers. They have not done any research, longitudinal research, and that's one of the reasons why I did a gap analysis with their organization. Parents as Teachers primarily focuses on training parents to help their children to be school ready. They've also done some longitudinal research as well. And then Mentoring Mothers is a program that that was identified in the literature that specifically focuses on helping teen mothers develop self-efficacy. So what hasn't worked? One of the problems with home visiting, especially in relation to child abuse prevention, is that it takes a long time to assess whether it's a successful intervention over time. So there hasn't been a lot of longitudinal research as far as home visiting and child abuse goes. So it can be difficult, it can be costly as far as time-wise and financially. So that's kind of just an issue kind of to present. And then I mentioned before, intervening on a secondary and tertiary level has not been successful. There's been some inconclusive research about the use of laypersons as opposed to professionals, or the use of paraprofessionals as opposed to nurses and social workers. So there needs to be some more research in that area in order to establish whether it actually is unsuccessful in using laypersons, or whether you just need more time to kind of establish that. And then OLDS, which is the people that conducted the research for Nurse Family Partnership, for the research that they did, the longitudinal studies that they've done, they divided the clients into treatment groups. And the two of the treatment groups, one was a group that received kind of limited intervention, so they received only a couple of visits from a visiting nurse. And then the fourth treatment group received extended visits from the home visiting nurse up to 2 years of the child. And they showed over a long period of time that there was really no difference between the group that received limited treatment as opposed to people who received no treatment. So as far as kind of where we are now, there is some financial provisions in the America's Health Future Act and then the Affordable Care Act for home visiting, but because of the economic times that we're in, there's still limited funds for being able to support this type of program. Home visiting is one of the interventions that's mentioned in Healthy People 2020 as a successful or recommended intervention for addressing family and children violence. So, and then some of the barriers and things to just kind of look for in the future in the U.S. is, should we continue to focus on specialty populations, or should we look to some of the more the international models as far as being able to use that in wider populations? And then how can we balance cost effectiveness as opposed to in reference to who do we use and how many visits do you have and how long does that last and so forth. So in the last two kind of address that as well. So, and then the biggest, I guess, kind of question that remains is how do we conduct the more longitudinal research to establish the long-term effects and kind of where do we go from there? So, and that's it. Thank you.